This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
This is kind of an unfair question to you because I know you don't. None of us have any kind of access to this. Sure. Do we know where Depot stands? Do we know how they're going to paste him? I guess you guys will probably ask Spo. What's the plan for him throughout the year while he continues to rehab and get ready for whenever he makes his debut?
You know, it's interesting. The Heat asked us, if we can get you players ahead of the season, who would you like? List them in order. Like I told you, I'm getting Dwayne Dedman later today. And so I put number one on my list, Victor. Number two on my list, Oladipo. Because, you are so correct. There is no bigger swing factor here.
Yeah.
There is no bigger swing state for the Miami Heat. We know this. He had his surgery in May for the quadricep. We know that the surgeon he went to, which was, interestingly, the Philadelphia 76ers team surgeon. Remember, he was an impending free agent. He didn't know if he'd be back with the Heat, so he went with what he thought was the best independent doctor. And that surgeon told Adrian Wojnarowski and ESPN that this time it's finally healed. That this time they got to the root of the problem. That wasn't necessarily the case previously with the Rockets or, of course, the Indiana Pacers. The thought was he would miss at least half the season because of caution, number one, and because, you know, at the time we didn't even know where he would be playing. So I think midseason is still the goal. And, he answers all the questions. He checks all the box. He's another defender. He's another scorer. He's another guy that has played, honestly, at big moments in his career, even with the Pacers' limited
injury
success.
That's the only thing. Injury is the only problem with that kid.
He's the guy, when you talk to me about, could the Heat get John Wall, which we talked about with the contract? Can the Heat sign another player, which you mentioned salary cap-wise, they don't have the room for that? All their answers might be just the waiting game for Victor Oladipo, even if he's 75% of what he was. No other NBA team has a guy waiting in the wings outside of Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers, who they don't know, will he come back from his knee injury? Won't he come back this season? There's probably not another swing factor I can recall. You can talk about TJ Warren if you want in Indiana, who could have that much impact. The Miami Heat, and we talk about this also on Wednesday at the Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint Show with Clay Ferraro. The Miami Heat, we talk about competitor and contender. The Miami Heat are a competitive team right now. The Miami Heat with Victor Oladipo are a contender. Because all of a sudden, against your Kyrie Durant and Harden, against your Giannis Antetokounmpo, Middleton, and Holiday, I can throw at you a Jimmy Butler, a Kyle Lowry, and a Victor Oladipo and feel pretty confident in that. So, yes,
But
I'm just saying proven guy who's been there. Right. Bam is coming along. He had that one NBA Finals run. He's still young. He's still a guy who I think
But as a team defender, at least I don't have to, like, you know, behind those years, three. You know what I'm saying?
A two-way player. Jimmy, two-way player.
Yes.
Victor, two-way player. Kyle, two-way player. That's the difference. I think that can make a huge difference. And you know what's going to happen, and you know this. You were a Miami Heat reporter for years under the Riley regime. You know how this is. We will ask about Victor Oladipo, and Eric Spoelstra at every turn will tell us there's no new update. I don't have anything for you guys. He doesn't want that to become the Heat storyline. Pat Riley hates injuries. He has told his staff. He has told his media relations people. He has told the media, stop talking about injuries. Let's talk about the players who are there right now. So the Heat will downplay it, and it'll just happen organically. And all of a sudden, and we've seen this, you know, on all injury reports in all sports, he'll go from out to doubtful to questionable, and all of a sudden he'll show up as probable one day. And when that day happens, Big O, everything changes for the Miami Heat.
That's going to be awesome, man. I would love for his sake, because obviously it's got to be incredibly frustrating to have the God-given ability to know that you're a proven player in this league and yet your body doesn't hold up. That's got to be incredibly frustrating. We watch it all the time with Devontae Parker. You know the kid can play, and all the injuries have already taken a toll that he would he'll never be what he could have been, you know, if he would have been able to reach his peak in this league, and all those injuries have taken a toll. And then you wonder also with Depot, with all these injuries, how much have they taken a toll? Can he be that guy you saw at his peak with Indiana, or is he a guy that maybe will have to pace himself because of all those injuries? That's a real shame.